Many people wouldn't dream of stepping into Milwaukee's Harbor District. In fact, plenty probably don't know exactly where it is, even though it's just south of downtown. But efforts are underway to make the Harbor District inviting. Planners hope to one day attract residential and business development. They're working to clean the water so the harbor becomes a place for recreation, like Milwaukee's rivers have in recent years. And soon, a colorful mural will greet people who approach the Harbor District on East Greenfield Avenue. Milwaukee artist Nova Czarnecki is transforming the look of an old railroad bridge at the area known as the Gateway to the District. She talked with WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz about her creation.
So what we have is beautiful images of fish, birds, ducks. Wow. So tell me about how this all came to be. You were selected for this project.
Yeah, they put out a call for artists to submit their proposals, and I submitted mine. And I was interviewed, and they asked me to make a couple changes because I had a lot of goldfish in there. And they wanted fish that are in the Milwaukee River.
Tell me about the young girl, how you decided to insert her.
Well, she's actually somebody that's a friend of mine, and that's her daughter. Her name is Zora. And I asked her to do some modeling for me, and she was just a natural. She was just beautiful, and she did some really neat poses for me, and I just kind of, we worked together on it, and I just thought she'd be perfect. To me, she represents, the future and all that they're trying to do to renew the Milwaukee River and, you know, all the damage that's been done to it. And she represents the hope of future generations that are going to turn that around and bring back the natural habitat, clean it up.
So the feeling I have is that she's walking into the environment, into the harbor. Is that the way you envision it?
Well, it's the holes in the concrete are like to represent nature bursting through the damage that's been caused.
Of course.
Yeah. You know,
fabulous.
The concrete and all the pollution that an industry.
And so in this case, this fish sturgeon, whatever he or she is, is breaking through the corner, sort of, right?
Right. And then I got to put some lily pads in, and there's going to be more lily pads.
And so completely solo, you don't have a friendly assistant saying, hey, let me do this background with you.
No. Wow. I had my husband did help with he repaired some of the concrete for me because it was really frustrating with her face because, you know, I wanted her to get her smooth cherub face and it was all pocked up from the concrete. So he put a new surface on that part for me.
So they got a bonus in this
yeah.
project, a little restoration of the structure itself.
There's a lot of prep work done because the walls really needed to be cleaned and old stuff taken off, and that took a while.
And you did that? That was your work?
I hired a pressure washer to do that.
Good.
Yeah.
I hate to think of you out here with a...
No.
So what's it been like working on this?
It's been hard. This was a lot of work, and the weather was, it was great that it didn't rain, but it was very, very hot. And the paint was actually drying on the paintbrush before I could put it on, so it was like very frustrating. But I met a lot of good people. It was really neat. It was very educational. I learned a lot about fish and about what's going on down here.
So you met some of the scientists?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah. And it's got extra meaning for me because I grew up on 7th and Greenfield. So I used to walk down this way when I was like a teenager and just walk to the end of the river and just kind of, you know, watch the water. And it was, you know, it was very dirty. You know, the factories, Greedy Foundry, and it just was very dirty. So it's nice that it's changing. It's really changing.
That's Milwaukee artist Nova Czarnecki, who's creating a mural at the gateway to the Harbor District. She talked with WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz.